Dear Orwellians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 1st of September, and cloudy morning here in Orwell on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect rather cloudy with widely separated thunderstorms this afternoon and considerable cloudiness with widely separated thunderstorms over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 32 with heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is new today with annual solar eclipse in Virgo, which will be visible from Madagascar and location in Central Africa and begins at 6:13 a.m. Universal Time. The maximum point will take place at 9.1 and the annularity will last for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. From our bioregion conservation group comes a plea from Effie. They are a volunteer force in Pondi and taking up the task to cleaning the Valarampet Lake over the next 12 weekends. They're inviting us on this Valarampet Lake cleanup this Saturday at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Effie will provide tool gloves for all volunteers, but they're asking you to bring drinking water. You can call on 9677097824 to register or to participate. And from Pondi Photo, which is a biennale festival initiated by Pondi Art and is a platform where art and education attempts to break existing social barriers by presenting visually impactful photography-oriented events focused on today's social and environmental issues in public spaces, is going on until 11th of September. And theme for this year is water. On Friday 3rd, they will hold a civic forum at 5 p.m. with women's work, at 6 p.m. Fisherman's Sea, at 7 p.m. Farmers Best Practice. And all these talks will be going on at Changemakers Hall, followed by screening of The Battle Begins by director Shrendra Mashan. And on Sunday 4th at 3:30 p.m. we will hear presentation Artificial Reef by Yona, also Changemakers Hall. In Old Port at 4 p.m. Interactive Mind by Drupad. And at same time also Youth Outreach Awards on main stage. At 5 p.m. on main stage, Old Port Creative Dance by Chandrakala Dance Troupe. And that's about it for this weekend, apart from screening some more films, including The Crocodile Banks and so forth. But by our Royal Council, we are invited to restructure and put in place a fresh new entry service to gain a momentum to manifest the changes of the new policy. And despite the goodwill and commitment of the present entry service members, it has been noted that urgent restructuring of the team is needed if we want to implement the changes brought about by the new policy effectively. In this light, the Royal Council invites us to a team building workshop on Saturday 3rd of September between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. On Tuesday 6th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting where our Royal Council and the Residence Assembly Service encourage us to attend this important meeting to hear an update on the work towards restructuring our Royal Town Planning and Development and Participatory Town Planning. Agenda is as follows. Why do we need to revision, restructure the planning and development of Oroville? The need of participatory planning and a methodology for effective participation in town planning. Third, development of a system to integrate community input into town planning and to enable a participatory and accountable planning process. Take the first step towards this process with the formation of a sounding board to gather community input into planning. And last, questions and open discussion. Siru invites us to today our Orwellian conversation at 3:30 p.m. at Citadine Art Gallery. And today's topic is Introduction to BIM, Process, Workflow, Sustainable Simulation for Architecture by visiting Andrea, who is an Italian friend, architect and academic from Politecnico of Milan. Tomorrow, 2nd of September, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Dreamers Cafe and Visitor Center, we are invited to Art Break Day. And the theme of this year, Art Break Day, is belief. But Sankalpa also organized Saturday event from 9 a.m. to lunch at their center behind the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone to create a mandala together. So you can drop in anytime, you can participate the way you want, you can express what you want, you can also help to create beautiful mandala on Saturday morning. And from YouthLink, they're organizing higher education, A Gate and a Path, for the next four Saturday afternoons, 3rd, 10th, 17th and 24th of September. And it's a workshop with design for models, not only for the students, but also for parents and educators. Otherwise, Triathlon 2016 will be going on 20th of November in Oroville, starting and ending at La Piscine. You can register yourself until 21st of October. And the triathlon consists of Olympic and sprint distance, 1,500 meters swim, 40 kilometers cycle, 10 kilometers run, and sprint distance 750 meters swim, 20 kilometers cycling, 5 kilometers run. And you can contact Lyle if you want to participate at lyle@oroville.org. But he's asking you to write triathlon in the subject of field. On Saturday, 3rd of September, from 3:30 p.m. onward, at Hugging the Garden, they are having a fair, an evening of wonderful performances, fun activities, and joyous conversation for kids and grown-ups. Beating to African drums, create synergy with mantra chanting, sway to Krishna's music, get your own Ayurvedic and astrological consultation, belt out your best at karaoke, then also art activities, face painting, balak card ride for the children. And they're also inviting us to join them for a fantastic Mediterranean dinner at Well Cafe later on, followed by some swinging karaoke. All funds raised will be used for the creation of additional space for the children. The Bioregional Women's Festival, it will be going on on 7th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we will see beautiful traditional folk dances as well as drama, group singing and storytelling by the women. We are all invited to celebrate Lord Ganapati's birthday from 5th to 7th of September daily at 5:15 to 7 at Brahmaspati Kshetram, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo Center in Edenchavadi. But our bakery team informs us that they will be closed on Monday, 5th of September, and they're asking you to pick up Monday's order on Saturday, 3rd of September, and they wish us happy Ganesh Puja. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., Umimachi Diary, directed by Hirokazu Koreeda and was made in Japan in 2015. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest at 8:30, Eco Film Club begins with 6:30. Eco Film Club begins with preview of short Sadhana Forest films and followed by How to Make an Off-Grid Home with Two Shipping Containers, directed by Paul Chambers. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. they will screen Now You See Me from 2013 and directed by Louis Leterrier. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we will see Now You See Me 2, made this year. This one was directed by John M. Chu. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. we can see Platform, East Asian drama, made in China in 2000, directed by Zhang Kejia. On Saturday, International Comedy Romance, Last Cab to Darwin, made in Australia 2015 by director Jeremy Sims. At Children's Film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., we can see Pippi Goes on Board, made in Sweden in 1969, directed by Ola Hellbom. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., La Guerre des Feux, in Kennedy, France in 1981, and directed by Jean-Jacques Amour. And the mother wrote, "The indispensable basis of our yoga is sincerity, honesty, unselfishness, disinterested consecration to the work to be done, nobility of character and straightforwardness." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.